I don't know if Neil Haverson has any time to eat strudel, as he has been cleaning out the loft and found a box of personal treasures. Here is the former Let's Talk editor, described by his successor as a sentimental old thing.
It's when you get older that the family history bug bites. Mrs. H and I have both been bitten, Mrs. H in particular. For us, and I'm sure many family historians, it is not just about tracing the family tree. It's uncovering the social history, how our ancestors lived, their families and the jobs they did, not to mention the odd skeleton in the cupboard. Mrs. H has several family artefacts from the late 19th, early 20th centuries. First World War items, letters, bills and more, all reflecting the lives of her great-grandparents. Somehow these bits and pieces survived for more than a century, until along came their great-granddaughter, discovered them, some in a damp and dusty old shed, and carefully stored them for posterity. I mulled this over recently during a lockdown purge of a mass of hoarded paperwork and other extraneous matter. I found payslips from the 1970s, utility bills and details of our first house purchase. Did we really only pay £6,700 for it? What should I do with this paper trail of our married life? With Mrs. H's experience in mind, I saved a selection. I like to think that in a couple of generations' time, my descendants will unearth it and say, gosh, great-grandad Haverson worked for something called a magazine. In addition, we have those things that are of sentimental value, things that define significant moments in our lives. We just can't part with them. Again, will future generations be interested in them, or will it all end up in the skip? I realised a few years ago how important these personal mementos are. I had a battered old writing case. In it I had put various items from my early life. Among them were old school magazines, letters replying to my applications for jobs in the 1960s, old cricket and hockey fixtures, with results and names of teammates, even a telegram from my brother on board ship the other side of the world, wishing me a happy 21st birthday. Goodness knows why I hung on to that at the time, but I'm glad I did. One day I went through it all, sorted out the bits I wanted to keep and put the rest back in the old writing case and took it to the tip. A year or so later I wanted something from my stash of memorabilia and it was nowhere to be found. I was beside myself with anguish. I must have put it all back in the writing case intending to file it away later, forgotten about it, and it had gone to the tip. Mrs. H tried to console me. I'm sure it will turn up, she said soothingly. But I was devastated. Irreplaceable elements of my life were in landfill somewhere. Back to my lockdown clearance of clutter. I turned my attention to the loft. It was a daunting task. All those boxes put up there with the avowed intention that they would only have temporary residence. There were our children's toys, which we just couldn't get rid of. There was the leaky kettle. We'd replaced it, but kept it, just in case. Hang on. What's this box shoved up against the roof truss? It was labelled in my handwriting, Neil's memorabilia. I'd forgotten about this Pandora's box of artefacts I'd squirreled away over the years. But guess what? Amongst them, to my delight, were the missing treasures I thought I'd sent to the tip. I have absolutely no memory of adding them to my memory box. I bore it downstairs like a big game trophy I'd bagged on safari. Look what I found, I croaked to Mrs. H. Of course, she only had one answer. I told you so.
Thank you, Neil. Or should I say, thanks, you sentimental old thing.